Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael, MMA Legal.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Maureen Reed, please?
It's Maureen Reed.
Hi, Maureen. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish redress case. You okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Maureen, I'm just going to have a chat with you about your case. Have you got a quick 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. As I said earlier, Maureen, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. Just to let you know, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
My job is not to drag you over what you've already told us, all your statements and stuff. I don't want to do that. My job is to find out how your time and care has followed you and into your adulthood.
Whether
that be like depression, anxiety, PTSD, any alcohol or substance issues, and what that then does or what that means, Maureen, is I can write to those relevant authorities, get all of that information, and then present that to the Scottish Redress as an impact statement for the trauma that you've suffered as a youngster. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you suffer or have you suffered with any depression, anxiety?
I never have seeked any help. I've just dealt with it myself. I have really bad dreams, and that has never left me from being little. And that was, you know, seeing my sister nearly getting drowned with two of the aunties. I still have really bad dreams about it.
Yeah.
My sister, you know, she's absolutely terrified of water now.
Yeah,
she never goes into water.
No, I don't blame her. Have you sought any sort of medical attention for your sleep?
No, I haven't. I just find the doctors useless.
Okay. How's your sister now?
She gets really upset. She don't like talking about it. She gets really upset. I was speaking to her the other day, and she just gets so emotional and starts crying when we talk about it.
Yeah, I know, it's horrific, isn't it? It's horrendous.
Yeah.
What yourself and your daughter and your sister are being through.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, that wasn't just the only thing. I mean, they used to force feed us. You know, I mean, they couldn't even let me explain, you know. On a morning, they used to make porridge. And they used to put sugar in porridge. I couldn't take porridge with sugar. It just made me sick. And they wouldn't even explain, you know, I take salt with my porridge. And they just spooned it down my mouth. And I end up being sick everywhere.
That's horrendous.
And then...
You have to go through that, Maureen.
Yeah. And then again, I can't remember the boy's name because I was only young. I don't know if he was mentally disturbed or what, but he went around shooting everybody. He got hold of a pellet gun.
Yeah.
And he started shooting everybody. He shot one of the aunties. And she come rolling down the stairs. And me and my sister, Julia, we went running outside and hid behind the pram shed. And he ended up finding us and he shot me in the knee.
No, nightmare. Did you have to go to hospital or anything, Maureen?
No, they just put a bloody plaster on it. I've got a little scar on my knee.
Okay. Have you ever suffered with sort of alcohol issues, Maureen, or any sort of substance issues?
No.
Okay. Sorry for asking that.
You just try and put it to the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's always there with you.
Yeah, of course. It's going to follow you for ever, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just one last really tough question I have to ask. Obviously, due to any sort of mental health, have you ever tried to take your own life, Maureen?
Well, I don't even like speaking about that.
Okay.
I did years ago.
Okay. And did that end up in a hospital visit?
No, nah.
Okay.
Nah, okay. I just stopped at the time.
Yeah, don't go into it if you don't want to. If you don't want to, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Again, I am sorry that you've been through that. You know, and got you to a point where you were thinking of not carrying on.
And there was, can I just say as well, I remember there was a little coloured boy there at the home, and they were absolutely horrible to him. They used to lock him underneath the cupboard at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
They're not nice people.
No, I don't want to be disrespectful. I mean, Britain was probably very racist back then anyway.
Yeah.
But obviously to do that in a care setting where the kid thinks he's safe or is looking for safety.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous, isn't it?
It is, you know. I mean, all my sisters, you know, we just don't speak about it. They put it to the back of their minds, you know. I mean, it was, you know, it was my mum. I mean, she had a nervous breakdown, you know, and put in her trust in the social workers, you know, to put us in that home and that.
Yeah. It's horrendous. I've been doing this a little while now, and just listening to the stories, I just can't believe how these places, you know, got away with it for so long.
Yeah.
I can't believe the treatment that, I mean, it's right up until the 90s. I don't mean any disrespect. I know, obviously, you know, you're 72. But some of these stories run into 80s and 90s, and it's like, that's not that long ago. I mean, I was born in the 80s. So, you know, I'm looking at these people around about the same age as me thinking, wow. That's so scary.
It is, honestly, Mark. You know, and your punishment, anything that you did wrong, you were sent up to the upstairs to the kitchen, and you got belted with this great big bloody palette knife. They used to take your pants down and just belt you with this palette knife.
Jesus.
But my sister, Julia, I mean, I don't think she's put in a claim with you. She's got another solicitor.
Okay.
But she got really the worst of it.
No,
I don't know why. She was awfully dark-skinned, my sister, and dark hair. And I think that, you know, the thought that she was, like, half-coloured.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
And that's how I think she really got the worst of it. You know,
that's so sad.
But it affected us because we used to have to stand and watch it.
Yeah. Sickening now. That's mental abuse.
Yep, definitely.
Watch. Yeah, it's just that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to the local authority in Inverness that Rose Dean was in, I'm going to get all your information that I possibly can. Do you want me to share that information with you, Maureen? Obviously, it's your information. You're very welcome to a copy or not. It's up to you.
Well, you can send me a copy if you would like. If you want, yeah. I got, you know, I don't even remember the age that I went in. I'm thinking, was I 4 or 5? It was one of them.
Yeah, I'll get you all that information.
Will
you?
Because yeah. I know we were in for about 4 years.
Well, what will happen is, obviously, I'll help you try and piece together your time and care.
Yeah.
The information that I get. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do then is, once I've got that information, Maureen, me and you will have another chat.
Okay.
I'll go through all of your statements, make sure that we haven't missed anything.
Yeah.
Before we present it to Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
What will then happen is we'll get a panel date, Maureen. They will then obviously judge your case on its individual merits. And then hopefully you will receive an offer. We'll advise you, obviously, as a law firm, on whether to take that offer or not. And then hopefully that'll lead to getting you some compensation and probably more importantly some recognition of what happened to you.
Well, to me they should be held accountable.
Of course they should.
You know, and that's the main thing for me. They need to be held accountable for what they did to us, though.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, the people who done this to you probably aren't around anymore. But
well, I know.
Government needs to be
yeah, I know, Auntie. That we used to have to call them aunties. I'm sure that Auntie Gordon's dead now. I think she died, but she was the worst out of the bloody lot of them.
From a woman as well.
Yeah, she was a nun.
She's a nun.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Horrible, horrible woman.
They're meant to be people of God.
Yeah, yeah.
What was her name? Auntie what, sorry?
All Auntie I can Gordon. Remember, we used to have to call her Auntie Gordon.
Okay.
And she was a nun. I think she was the main one that run the place.
Okay.
And then there was Auntie Morag.
Oh, wow.
And then there was, God. God, I can't remember.
It's okay, don't worry. I've got enough to go on. I've got enough to go out and target now and get you the information.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Maureen, on the next steps of the process?
No, I'm just leaving it all up to you. But can I say you won't get my sister Marlene at the minute because she's in Australia.
Okay.
She's visiting her son.
Marlene, a client of ours? I'm not sure.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Marlene, Jean, and myself.
Okay. I'll make a note of that if I come across your sister. I just need to run a couple of things by you, Maureen. Obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of these cases, I do need to make sure that you understand exactly, you know, what my job is, what fees you will be paying, and what other options are out there for you. So you need to be fully informed so you can make an informed decision. You can actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, that may entail you gathering your own information, your own statements, and submitting your own case to Scottish Redress. It also means that then, obviously, you as an individual have then got to put some trust into the Scottish Government that they will pay you a fair compensation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've been let down by these institutions before, so, you know.
No, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them.
Yeah. There are other law firms out there that can help you apply for Scottish Redress that won't take any fees from you, but they take what's called, they participate in what's called a government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government, whether you win, lose, or draw. Now, I can't comment on them law firms. I can't comment on their practices. What I can tell you is we were offered that scheme and we declined it. We don't want to be taking handouts from the Scottish Government. What we want, well, what we are doing is we're entering into a no-win, no-fee agreement with you as an individual. So whether you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT.
Yeah, I know. They sent me all through.
Okay. I just need to run it past you really quickly. Just to let you know, you'll never owe us any money, even if we lose or if we lose this case. We won't be putting it under any financial hardship from us. We have a duty of care to you as a client and as a survivor of historical abuse to not put you under any more duress. So you won't pay us any money. You may pay us less money if the, you know, dependent on the amount of time we spend on your case, but you will never pay us more than the 20% inclusive of VAT.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand the three options?
I do, yeah.
Okay, are you still happy for me to continue with your claim?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Maureen, is I'll get off and I'll start writing to Inverness local authorities, get as much information as I can for you. Just to let you know, Maureen, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is I can't really work on your case until 14 days. Although you do have the right to waive the 14 day and I can start on your case as soon as possible. That's entirely up to you.
Yeah, I can waive it. Just act for me.
Perfect.
I'm really happy with you.
Thank you, Maureen. I'll try my best. I'll be in touch, Maureen, within the next couple of weeks. I'll send you out a letter with all my contact information. If you need me, call me anytime. Save my number. Look, the number I've called you on. My name's Michael.
Michael.
If you need anything, give me a call. And, yeah, I wait for you, Maureen, so you ring me whenever you wish.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Maureen. Do you have any more questions?
No, I'm fine, thanks, Michael.
Perfect. Maureen, it was lovely speaking to you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll get on and start with your claim.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Lovely speaking
to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.